From NPR News, it's Day to Day. When the bodies of Hurricane Katrina victims were first recovered last year, most of them were sent to a morgue set up in St. Gabriel, Louisiana.
NPR's Mike Pesca reported from the town a year ago. It was a time when many people worried St. Gabriel might become marked by a sense of death. One year later, Mike has returned to St. Gabriel.
If you parachuted into St. Gabriel, you might take one look at the dirt roads, farmland, and two filling stations that seem to comprise the retail district, and say to yourself that you must be at least 75 miles from a city of any size. In fact, you're only 8 miles from the town line of Baton Rouge, Louisiana's state capital and now its largest city. History has been for the promises to emanate from Baton Rouge and for the check to come due in St. Gabriel. Over the years, the state has stuck two adult prisons here, a juvenile detention facility, and even a leper colony. And almost a year ago, the message went out. The bodies from Katrina were coming here, too. At a town hall meeting, nerves were frayed.
I don't know exactly why they chose this town. I really don't.
But the mayor, George Grace, held firm. This is our calling and our duty, he argued, and eventually his argument won the day. Today, Mayor Grace sits in an office in Town Hall inside the facility where FEMA and the Disaster Mortuary Operational Response Team set up shop. 2 steps from his office door, he points to a huge warehouse that they used until December and remembers the mood of the town.
All kind of rumors started. They were going to be burning bodies back here and all that kind of thing like that. Yeah. So I wanted to make sure that our people had the correct interpretation of what was about to happen here.
Louisiana State Medical Examiner Louis Cataldi ran the morgue in St. Gabriel.
Initially, there was a great deal of concern about contamination of the human remains of the bodies. And that was certainly a legitimate concern. You wanted to know, hey, you're bringing contaminated water over here? What does that mean? Is that a health hazard? Are there infectious diseases? Of course, that was not the case. There were no adverse effects from that.
Cataldi says that St. Gabriel came to rally around him and the cause.
You know, even though the morgue closed, when I go back there now, going down the car, I'll stop at a store. Somebody's always coming up to me saying, hey, Doc, you know, we remember when we worked together over there, and hey, we appreciate what happened here. And, the community stepped up to the plate, and I think they're proud of that, as they should be.
What the townspeople may not have realized was that in welcoming the morgue, they were welcoming a new era into town, says George Grace.
This turned out to be such a positive thing for the town in terms of the publicity and the feedback that people would get from their relatives and friends from all over the country.
Soon, Mayor Grace says, he began to receive calls. Developers who never realized how much open space there was in an area so near Baton Rouge and only 70 miles from New Orleans. The mayor goes over to an aerial photo tacked to his wall. It's plans for development, which, if complete, will increase the town's population by 15%.
1,050 homes, restaurants in here, some retail outlets.
George has made it happen. There's no question.
Local resident Eugene LeBlanc credits the mayor for his leadership over the past year, but now worries about what will happen to this town.
It's great to have some more people coming in, but I live up in Plaquemine Point in the rural area, and I'm happy with it like that. But I know it's got to change, and so you have to accept change, I guess. So, like everybody else, it's just a mixed blessing, you know.
Mixed blessings and silver linings have become the local specialty in St. Gabriel. Mike Pesca, NPR News.